Joining us is Port's forward coach, Tyson Edwards. Zuma, thanks for your time.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
Gee, you're back. You got, what, 11 ins? Not bad.
Yeah, a little bit of a change from last week. I think Ken was a little bit worried that Nixie was having too many wins under his belt as coach, so decided to change the team up. But no, it was a good opportunity to give a lot of young guys some game time last week. But yeah, this is the last hit out before round one and playing our best side.
And look, a much more meaningful game in terms of your first choice players, and it gives you a chance to look at how you position, because it would have been difficult, obviously, with so many first choice players out, to actually get a read on how your guys are going. Is that how you found it so far?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I mean, we were quite happy with our first game, although we didn't play up to the level we would expect in the minor round series. The first hit out, and guys looked a bit rusty, but still performed really well. And a little bit hard last week to. I think, I guess, as far as individuals go, you can get a little bit of a guide on how they handle it. But, you know, we were pretty disappointed of more so our defensive stuff and structures in the first half last week, which is something that doesn't have any effect from the opposition. It's more stuff that you can handle. So from that point of view, we were disappointed. Second half, we got things back in order again. So I guess tomorrow is just more about, that. You know, let's just start playing some quality footy and the footy that we like to play, but let's get everything, I guess our stock plays or our structures that we always go to, let's get them right. We can make a good read on it from there.
John Butcher's played in both the games so far. He spent a little bit of time down back as well as a fair bit of time up forward. Are you likely to try and settle him down up forward, or is he possibly be a swing man and play on both ends of the ground?
More forward, I would have thought. Tomorrow, I think he'll be helped with Schultze and Westy coming into the team. He'll be, I guess, the third one down the ladder, so to speak, without being disrespectful to him. But which will help him, having better players around him will help him as well. So yeah, it's been great for Butch. He's had a really solid preseason as far as actually getting through the majority of it, which is the first time for him for a long time, which can only help him. And another game tomorrow to hopefully prove himself that he can certainly play at the level.
Great to see Big Redo gets another game. What will he do? What will his role be tomorrow?
Yeah, look, I think with Redo, we've got to manage his time a little bit just be careful. He hasn't played footy for a couple of years. So, we were really happy with him last week. He actually pulled up pretty well, although he was a little bit sore, obviously, from bumps and bruises and whatever else. But really, really pulled up well and performed quite well for us as well. So managing his game time, making sure we're doing the right thing by him, really, so he can perform, throughout the rest of the year.
How's his knuckles? Because I flew behind him on the way back in your jet, Zuma, and I tell you what, when it got a little bit rocky, he was gripping that chair a bit tight. I said, mate, it's going to be okay, big fella.
Don't blame him. I don't like the small planes either, mate.
I must say, I wasn't all that good. There's something about Brendan Archie I like, Zuma. What about you guys down there?
Yep, he's just a great size. He's tall, he's got strength. He's got some speed off the mark. He's got some really nice hands in close. His handball's really good. He's got all the makings there to be a good player. And he's had a few little injury problems over the last couple of pre-seasons. This one, he's been managed to get through most of it really well. So we were actually really happy with him last week with some of the things he did. He's got to have to be that big body inside player. You know, there's some areas he needs to work on, obviously. He's still a young player and his run and spread's one of those things, but he's got some things to offer, and we're looking for a really strong, Magpies first half of the year from him, and hopefully he starts putting some pressure on early in the year for a position in the AFL team.
Tyson, you're the forward coach. Are you resigned to seeing a little bit less, of Justin Westhoff this year? It appears that with Paddy Ryder coming down there that he's going to be let off the leash and it may spend some time in different positions, perhaps further up the ground?
Yeah, maybe. I guess it just gives us a little bit more flexibility. I mean, we use Westy everywhere anyway. The poor bugger gets thrown everywhere we need him to play, but I think that's the beauty of him. He can play in any position. And yeah, with Paddy coming in, Loebs will probably spend a little bit more time forward. So it just gives us more flexibility to be able to use him maybe in a wing, maybe midfield, maybe put him down back to help out there. So, he enjoys those sort of roles. He certainly plays them really well. So, yeah, it'll just give us another option, I guess.
And you mentioned Matty Lobie playing a bit more time forward. That was going to be my next question. With Ryder, you'd expect him to do that. Have you got your hands on him and worked a bit more with him this pre-season on his forward craft?
Yeah, certainly have. Yeah, that's if you know Lobes at all, he works on every area of his game and doesn't stop. He's fantastic like that, and those sort of guys you want to see get their reward. So you have seen him a lot more forward this year in the preseason, and he's certainly improving. And I think just playing with guys around you sort of get to know where to run, what to do, those sorts of things. Because obviously Schultze and Westy have played a lot of footy together. They've got a great understanding, and they certainly doing their best to help Lobes out and Paddy when he's down there as well.
How would you like to be a small forward at a forward 50 stoppage, either having Ryder or Lobe as the resting guy down there palming him? You'd be licking your lips, Toss.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the beauty of getting Paddy over. He's fantastic forward, but he's actually just as good a ruckman as well. So, I'm sure you throw Lobes, Westy, and Paddy in the one stoppage, and you'd be trying to work out who's going for the tap. So, you've got some quality guys there now, and that only helps the depth of the squad.
Ports, Tyson Edwards, our guest, 3:40 tomorrow. We'll call it a mini showdown, a pre-season showdown. It'll be live on 5AA. Hey, you got a new sidekick down there in Trent Henschel. What's his role? Zoom?
Yeah, great pick up for us. He's going to be doing a little bit of admin stuff as far as organising coaches and that sort of area, but probably mainly working with the development area with the forward line in the SNFL with the Maggies, and he's obviously helped me out with the forwards in the AFL as well, training and reviews and those sorts of things. So, yeah, his main role will be development coach, which, we haven't had a forward development coach full-time there. He's a great guy. He's one of the good guys. Obviously, I've played a fair bit of footy with him, so he'll fit into our coaching structure really easily, and looking forward to, I think, about a week's time he joins us, and it'll be fantastic to have him in there.
Oh, he's one of footy's great fellas, isn't he, Trent Henschel? Zoom, what's plan B? Has it been discussed as you as the forward line coach if Ryder and Monfries aren't there round one?
A little bit. I mean, you don't sort of really talk about too much. I mean, obviously everyone's just waiting for it to be over. I can't imagine what it's been like with Essendon over this whole period waiting to know what's going on. But, look, we've had Schultze and Westy as our two tools for forever, really. And if Paddy's not there, then we can go to that, or we can, Jared Redden's up and running now, so can we play two rucks? There's some options there, but we've seemed to cope pretty well with just two tools and the four smalls with their speed. I mean, that's a danger in itself. We've got some quality guys in there, and Wingard, Need, and Monfries and White. They're pretty hard to match up on as they are. So, sometimes with opposition teams with tall defenders, they sort of struggle to match up on us at times. So, got some options, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens with those two guys.
You've got three guys who were first choice players who won't be playing tomorrow: Wingard, Hartlett, Trengove. Are you confident those boys will be right for round one?
Yeah, I think they'll all be fine. Hamish was, if you asked him, he probably would have been pretty close to playing this week. Jacko's always said that he'll be right for round one, and Chaddy's really ramped up his running now and his agility stuff. And I spoke to him during the week, sort of the middle of the week, and he was confident he'll be right too. So, yeah, we've got some guys that can still come back in. So it's going to be a tough side to pick once they're all fit and a couple of weeks' time for round one. It's going to be a difficult job for us.
Yeah, look, I just had a look at your draw. Your first five games are enormous: Frio, Sydney, North Melbourne, Hawthorn and Adelaide. So you got the top four sides from last year apart from yourself, and then you play the showdown. So after 5 weeks, you'll have a fair idea where you're sitting, I reckon.
Doesn't get much harder than that, does it? Showdown's always 50-50, so it's good in a way because, we can get off to a great start. If you're 3-2 or 4-1 or whatever it is after those five games, then you know that you set yourself up pretty well. So, yeah, look, tough start, but, you got to play those teams at some stage, I guess. Hopefully we can get some momentum early and carry that through the year.
And Frio round one will be without Crowley. I bet you Travis Boak's happy. Not free situation.
We'll be happy with that, I guess. If that's the case. So, he's a great player, and obviously he's done a fantastic job at stopping midfielders. So, if that's the case, it can only help our cause, I guess.
We had a grab from Ken Hinckley about Amy Stadium, and he said, look, he'd rather play at Adelaide Oval. Of course you would. But are the players excited about getting back on Footy Park tomorrow?
Yeah, I think so. I think at this stage of the year they're a little bit sick of their own backyard, so to speak, in training and playing at Alberton. And I think there's lots of good memories for the guys that have played there, and it'd be good to see what it looks like now, whether there's any changes. And I would assume a lot of the supporters would be keen to get back and have a little look. But I know our guys love Adelaide Oval, and we've certainly had a good result. Good win-loss ratio there, so far. So they love playing there, but I'm sure they'll enjoy the... I'm not sure how the ground, whether it's drawn up to or measured out to the Adelaide Oval or Footy Park, but we'll enjoy a bit more space out there.
Hey, one of the, I guess, the fringe benefits of having those three players I mentioned out, as well as Paddy Wright and Angus Monfries, is you've still got an opportunity for five or six blokes to be really pushing their case for a spot in round one if it's still available. Blokes like Sam Gray and Cleary, Archie, Amon, maybe Jakey Need as well. So you get a good chance to look at those guys pretty much in a full dress rehearsal against some pretty solid opposition.
Yeah, absolutely. And also having better players around them as well. Yeah. The first pick guys, so to speak, certainly helps them a little bit. I think they certainly really understand their role when they're playing around those sort of guys. So it's a great opportunity. Obviously the last one, I know, the training's been really good this week. There's a little bit more excitement with the round one, a little bit closer, around the corner. But these guys have shown a lot over the pre-season. We've played against each other a lot, and now they're enjoying, taking on some decent opposition as well. So, really, really good opportunity for those guys, and I know they're just hoping that they can perform and put some pressure on to get in it, which is a pretty tough team to get into when we're a fit squad. But I guess that only adds to, I guess, the pressures and of AFL footy and trying to find your way and get your spot in the team.
Now, Zorn, with me being the Xavier White Div 4 Davis Cup captain, I should have done this privately, but I don't know whether I'm going to have time to ring you because I want to zip to the cricket tonight. Hey, are you playing tennis tomorrow? Are you in?
I'm gonna play. I'm going to sneak off pretty early and go watch Maggie play.
Oh, good, because I want to do the same.
I think we've got a teammate, so I think we'll be okay.
So will you play number one?
I'll play one and take a bit of it off the boys.
Done. Well done, Zorn. Thanks for your time, mate. You're a star.
No worries, guys. See you. Well, talk to you during the year.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
Hey, should have done that privately, but I don't know when I'm going to be able to get hold of him.
I've seen him just hit a ball just in, messing
he's
around.
He's our number one. Yeah, he's our number one.
He's very much down the Darren Jarman mold, where he picks up a tennis racket, picks up a golf stick, he can pull a dart and dong it in the bullseye. Most things he does pretty well.
Rocket Maynard's the same. Country lads, yeah. I lived with Rocket for all those years.
I'm from the country and I missed out. I missed the boat.
You and me are wombats, mate.
Tyson Edwards, our guest.